DIY movement. Alternative ways of living your life.
Hi there, Oscar. What are you having?
A pint of lager, please, Chloe. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you do look tired. What have you been doing?
DIY. I've been painting the outside of the house all day.
Oh, you poor thing. Hold on, I'll get you a drink. Here you go. Cheers.
Cheers, Chloe. Thanks.
So, why are you painting the house?
Susan wants to sell it and buy something bigger. She's told me to do the garden tomorrow. I hate DIY, I really hate it.
Funnily enough, I was reading an interesting article about DIY this morning.
Impossible. There's nothing interesting about DIY.
No, listen. Have you heard about something called DIY Britain?
No, what is it?
Well, it's a political idea that's becoming more and more popular in the UK with people who want to control their own lives more.
What do you mean?
Well, there are groups of people who don't want to use banks, the electric companies, the big supermarkets, things like that. They want to be more self-sufficient.
You mean like grow their own food?
Well, that could be part of it. But it's more political than just gardening.
Please don't mention gardening. So give me an example.
Okay. The idea is that in the modern world, most people don't understand how things work. We've lost practical skills.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay. Well, have you got an iPod?
Yeah.
Do you know how it works?
Not really.
If it broke, could you mend it?
Of course not. I'm not Einstein.
Exactly! Well, 60 or 70 years ago, people used to mend things themselves. Now we just throw them away and buy another one because we don't know how to do it ourselves.
Okay, but what's this got to do with politics?
Well, some people think that because we can't do it ourselves, big companies and banks have become too powerful. We rely on them instead of our own skills.
But what have iPods got to do with DIY? Will learning how to mend an iPod make me freer?
Probably not, to be honest. But in this article, there was a man who had built his own house. He's done everything. He uses solar power, so he has no electricity bills. He grows his own vegetables, too. He says he feels free because he doesn't give his money to big businesses.
I'm not convinced.
There was another guy. He's an engineer. And he's interested in experimenting with alternatives to using petrol in cars.
Now that's a good idea.
He organized a race from London to Athens for cars that use old vegetable oil instead of petrol.
What? Vegetable oil?
Yeah! He's invented a way to use vegetable oil in his car. He converted 9 more cars and they had a race.
Did they have to take a lot of bottles of oil with them?
No, they had to ask restaurants for old oil as they drove. It was part of the race.
So all the oil was recycled? Well, that's brilliant. Why don't we have all these cars?
Because the oil companies don't want us to. Or that's what the article said.
So what about the banks?
Well, there's a town in the west of England called Totnes.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Totnes. Nice place.
Well, they have their own money. The Totnes pound.
You're joking.
No, it's true. Quite a lot of the shops take the money and it means that the money is not controlled by the banks.
But what's the point of all this?
Okay, so what do you suggest?
Another beer?
That's your answer to everything.
That's right.